Bernie, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. As you probably don't like to hear, this radio show doesn't talk a lot about polling because we don't want the polling to kind of lead what we do and who we are. I like talking to you and picking your brain just about the races in general. But if we were going to do justice to our listeners, talking about the polls now would be a good idea because we're only 8 days away from Election Day. It's a busy time for you.
Well, yes, and although you hesitate talking about polls, I am of the belief that you can never really have enough of them.
Well, let's talk about the latest poll for governor. Does Virge Bonaro stand a snowball's chance to winning on a week from Tuesday?
I think the chances are very slim, and we will have another statewide survey out in a few days here to see if there's been any movement, but all of the tracking polls that we've been doing, which you've probably seen within some of the congressional districts, have shown that he is still trailing in the 20-point range against Rick Snyder for governor. And the recent survey we did in the Mark Schauer district shows that he's trailing by 20 points.
We had Virge Bonaro on the program last week, and he said Bernie is wrong, much like I did to the pollsters in the primary. I'm going to prove them all wrong and pull the upset a week from Tuesday.
Well, the of course, the history shows that there has been one unique upset, and that was against an incumbent, where John Engler upset Jim Blanchard. And indeed, we had polled in the weekend before, and there was tremendous movement. John Engler came with came up even with Jim Blanchard, and we knew it was going to be a close election. But so far, we have not seen that kind of movement. I do expect that the race will tighten, and that's largely because the Democrats are showing that they are becoming more engaged and more energized about the election, and that will probably result in at least a few point improvement for the Bonaro campaign. But he has such a high hill to climb that it will be very, very difficult. And the biggest problem is that he is trailing so badly among independent voters.
Bernie, in that congressional race that involves the incumbent Mark Schauer and the previous holder of that office, Mr. Wahlberg, that's kind of bouncing back and forth, and it looks like that Schauer is ahead now.
Yes, and I think that those ads that have been playing where they kind of caught Wahlberg with his own voice talking about privatizing Social Security and looking at eliminating Medicare, those are kind of tough to dispute, I think, when you have a candidate with his own voice playing in the ad. And I think that probably has had an impact. And indeed, among independent voters, you can see that Schauer has moved fairly dramatically into a lead among those voters. And the other thing that's important to note is that Tim Wahlberg has a high negative rating among independent voters, almost at 50%.
And Bernie, I've got about 15 seconds here. The Constitutional Convention, where do we stand with that?
Oh, that is going to probably go down by about the same percentage that it has in the past, above 70%. Once people hear about the price tag for the Constitutional Convention, they go against it.
All right. Thanks, Bernie. We'll talk with you later this week.
Anytime, Tony. Take care.